You're now listening to the Co-op Podcast on thecoalition.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Co-op Podcast. I'm your host, Edward V, and with me is Anthony and Richard Bailey. Say what up real quick.
Hey, what's up, people? This is A.B. Frazier, a.k.a. Killer Cap, a.k.a. Anthony Frazier, whatever you like to call me. I just want to briefly tell everybody to go over to GameBytes.co, that's GameBytes.co, and subscribe to the brand new email newsletter, Gamers Only. We dropping prizes every other week. Crazy shit, man. We're going to be doing some big things over there. Some big developments came through. I want everybody to be on board with it when it really fully rolls out. So go ahead and be a subscriber and get ready for new stuff, man. That's it.
Go ahead. What's the site again?
What?
I said, tell them the site again.
Oh, GameBytes.co. You know what I mean? That's GameBytes.co. Not .com. .co. Go holler at us.
All right, y'all can do that, Richard. What's up?
Yeah, what's up? And what's up, listeners? Yes, we're back for another episode. I know a lot of y'all wondering, what's up with the consistency? Well, yes, we are back for another episode. So sit tight and enjoy the show.
All right. And,
also, one more thing. I want to thank all the listeners for listening to the Eyeball. The first episode of Eyeball was real successful. I love the response. And BB, make sure you be on the lookout for another episode this week. It's going to be great.
Well, speaking of Oddball that we have, that's going to be brought up a little later on in the show in the email section. But for now, let's go ahead and jump into what we've been playing. I've been playing Bulletstorm. I kind of took a breather off Bulletstorm because, I don't know, I think I got like Dragon Age and Crisis right after it. So, you know, now I went back to Bulletstorm and I kind of like it again, man. There's really not much to replay in Bulletstorm because they don't have a competitive multiplayer, but it's fun, man. I like it, man. That's all I can really say about Bulletstorm. It's out there, and you either like it or you hate it. I like it. And that's pretty much all I've been doing. Besides some Netflix, you know. Anthony, what you been playing? Nothing?
Netflixing it out, man. Netflixing it out. Anime all day. But yeah, I've been trying to put some work in on the SOCOM beta. And so if you're on there, you know, we definitely going to be hosting. Before the beta's over, we definitely got to host a game night where everybody included and, you know, have some fun. But it's cool now. I mean, that's pretty much all I've been really, like, messing with. I'm trying to, you know, get into some other things, but I'm so busy. Like, I say this every episode. I know I do, but you just got to understand. Sometimes I wish I had more time, man. I really do. So, Rich?
Yeah, I pretty much haven't been playing too much either. Just been real busy. Of course, I play a little bit of NBA 2K11 still in my season mode, trying to actually have a good season, seeing as how a lot of the teams I rooted for in the actual NBA ain't going to do nothing this year. So, yeah, I've been doing that. I attempted to play that SOCOM 4 beta as well. I'm going to tell you right now, I was not impressed. If any of the listeners can actually give me a reason as to why I would actually want to pick this up, I would greatly appreciate if you leave them comments in the post. But I just wasn't impressed with it. You know, a lot of problems.
I think it's popping because it's just like, it's an okay free game. Like, it's a pretty dope free game. I mean, people love betas in general. They love playing something they ain't have to pay for. I just think that, you know, the game itself is cool for what it is. Like, I mean, I didn't drop 60 on this shit, so I don't care. But, you know, I'm having fun. I got a different mind state, you know what I mean? I'm having fun. But if I did, I'd be pissed the fuck off. You know, it's a mind state, man.
Rich, go ahead and give me a play-by-play of how that download of that beta went.
Well, that right there to me is what killed the experience. You know, I fired up my PlayStation 3, got the little software update, and then I get the beta download that took about 45 minutes. Then I'm thinking, okay, I'm finally going to play the game now. When I actually start the game, fires up a screenshot from the main character from SOCOM 4 with a pissed off look on his face. If you can picture that, that's exactly how my face looked when I saw that the download was going to take another 2 hours to finish. And no, this ain't my internet connection because I got high speed internet. This is just the fact that Sony doesn't think about the installation processes for these actual games. It should not take that long for this shit to get started. So, yeah, then when I actually jumped in, it's like, oh, I said, this is what I waited for? Man, fuck this.
Hey, yo, look, man, I know I'm beating a dead horse with this. This has been talked about a million times since the beginning of PlayStation 3 in general. You know, the next PlayStation just better not have installations.
Can't.
Like, seriously, I don't want to download a game and then install it. That's ridiculous. I want to download a game and play it. That's what I want to do. Make sure that flow is that way, okay, Sony? That's it. I mean, that's it. All right.
But just the last thing I'm going to say is this is just, all due respect for those that like SOCOM, do your thing. I'm happy for you. But I'm sorry. This month is all about Mortal Kombat. And I can't wait for that to drop because I'm going to be online whooping a whole bunch of people. He included some people in this podcast.
Definitely not me. I can guarantee you that. But I guess
this ain't Marvel versus Capcom, nigga. Honestly, what makes you think you nice in a game? Time out. What makes you think you nice in somebody in a game you haven't played yet?
History, just like we look at history.
Yeah, because you're nice. Just because you can play soccer, don't mean you can play football, my niggas.
Y'all see how he don't let me talk? Y'all see this?
Go ahead.
All right. You know how we look at history for MPDs and numbers? Well, let's look at history of me whooping y'all's ass in games. Halo, Call of Duty, Marvel versus Capcom. Like you said, I'm. There's something about me that, I don't know, I'm just good at games. I pick up games fairly easy, and I'm pretty sure.
I don't believe in that. I don't think in Mortal Kombat you're going to be nice. I'm going to be honest.
I have a history with Mortal Kombat.
So does everybody else in the fucking game.
You have history with Mortal Kombat from, like, Sega Genesis and shit.
Nigga, shut up. I've been playing Mortal Kombat forever, bro.
Okay, and I've been playing Mortal Kombat since, when I was in the Washateria playing it, in the arcade. The outdated Washateria, but still. And, I played the more recent ones. You haven't played Deception or Deadly Alliance or Armageddon. All right, well, Rich made his comments on PSN earlier, and Jack Trenton, the president of Sony America or whatever, made some comments on his own on the competitors, which is Microsoft 360 and the Nintendo Wii. Related to the Wii and Xbox 360, Trenton said, they're starting to run out of steam now in terms of continuing to be relevant in 2011 and beyond. And he also added, I mean, you gotta be kidding me. Why would I buy a gaming system without a hard drive in it? How does this thing scale? He also took a shot against Microsoft Kinect, saying, motion gaming is cute, but if I can only wave my arms 6 inches, how does this really feel like I'm doing a true, accurate motion gaming? And he also says something about the Game Boy or the Nintendo Portable systems. Our view on the Game Boy experience is that it's a great babysitting tool. Something young kids do on airplanes, but no self-respecting 20-something is going to be sitting on an airplane with one of those. He's too old for that. So Jack Trenton is clearly talking greasy. Let's immediately go to Anthony with his thoughts on the comments.
I think you should go to Rich first.
All right, let's go to Rich. Rich, comments?
Well, first and foremost, I will say I found a lot of these comments very, very comical in nature. The motion comment about the motion games, I really don't see how Sony can talk about that because I don't really hear a lot of people, you know, like basically foaming at the mouth over Move either. You know, all of the comments said about 360 is just the, you know, it's just like the whole dynamic of somebody who they just spending all their time hating instead of just putting out quality products, which Sony has been doing. Sony is meant to have a strong year this year, which they will have, you know, but it's like they just will never be satisfied until they just completely bury Microsoft, and they're not going to do that, at least not from my from how I see things right now. They're just mad at the fact that Microsoft isn't doing anything special this year, but yet they still selling games. They got multi-platform games on both systems, outselling on 360 all the time. And I know that they're upset about that, but it is what it is. I'll be very interested to see how Mortal Kombat does with the whole Kratos character situation involved, if that's going to in any way impact, which I do not believe it will now. So, go ahead, Cap.
Let me go in real quick. I don't understand how he could say that Wii or 360, I mean, Wii maybe it lost a little steam, but 360, I think they gained a lot of momentum once they showed off that that newer redesign for the Xbox 360. How are you going to say that they're losing steam when an almost four-year-old console just had their best month in sales ever in the U.S.? Like, you're clearly in denial. You know, we see the sweat drops in your fucking forehead. And then second, he called the Game Boy Baby City Tool, and he said it's for young kids. And no 20-something-year-old is going to be sitting on an airplane with one of those. He's saying they have no self-respect. They would have more respect than that. You just dissed some of your customers, you idiot. Carl Daniel, editor for thecoalition.com, is a 20-something-year-old with a 3DS. So, you know, he just got dissed by Jack Tran. I just want to make that clear. Let's go to Anthony now because I know he's dying to say something.
Nah, man. You know, I just want to start this off by saying, you know, congratulations to Nintendo for continuing to have a great month every month, and congratulations to Microsoft for having their best month most recently, and also congratulations for PS3 for, you know, also worldwide sales have also eclipsed the I don't know if the worldwide sales or install base, whatever it was, but they had some recent good news and they've done some good things, and they outsold the 360 or something worldwide or whatever that is. I don't know. So congratulations to everybody, you know. When Microsoft had their great months, and they were shitting on the PS3 half of, like, last year, I don't think I ever heard anybody, especially from the top brass. A lot of people like to point out Aaron Greenberg as somebody who's a Microsoft exec. You know, Aaron Greenberg isn't the president of Xbox, okay? Aaron Greenberg isn't the president of Microsoft. Here you got the president, CEO, PlayStation. This is like the top brass coming out because he did one good thing. One good thing. Not the month over month, you know, Wii and 360 continues to shit all over the PlayStation 3. But the one good time, Sony, you know, gets a little bit, not even crazy good news, but just this much tiny good news. He comes out and he starts dissing people and dissing gamers by calling them, you know, they're saying pretty much that gamers don't respect themselves if they play the Nintendo DS. That's crazy. And I don't see how anybody can support a company with somebody like that who's running it. That's just point blank. I mean, now I understand why Sony is out. Now I understand when you see people like that at the top of Sony, now I understand why I got to install games after I download them. Now I understand. It's all clear to me. It's clear to me now. Know what I mean? The management is crazy. Know what I mean? Like, yo, he dissed me. I like the Nintendo DS, so I feel disrespected. So you know what? Jack Tretton is a bum. He called me. He told me I don't respect myself. He dissed me, so now I got to diss him. Know what I mean? It's fair game. Know what I mean? It's fair game. Is it not? Is it not fair game now? He just told me I don't respect myself. Know what I mean? So I just think that, you know, real talk. I mean, this has nothing to do with are you a PlayStation fan or are you a 360 fan. It has nothing to do with that. This is a guy who's clearly, you know, like H-Town said, sweating bullets every month, mad because, you know, things aren't really going the way he wants it to. So he has to say things that he thinks. I mean, does he really think his comments is going to change anything? Did the world get taken over by a PlayStation logo the moment he said those things? No. If anything, it made himself look really, really bad. And he made Sony look bad. That was embarrassing. That was embarrassment. That was not professional. Not for the top, the head of the company, of the head of PlayStation, the head of the PlayStation division to be saying that type of stuff. That was plainly embarrassing. So I just want to end this. I didn't go hard. I'm not even going in. Like, I just want to end this off by saying, you know, Jack Tretton, you embarrassed yourself. You embarrassed your company. You embarrassed your employees. And you made yourself look like a 3-year-old child, man. You're a child, my dude. You know what I mean? And honestly, I respect myself, man. And I once respected you. But, you know, that's out the window. That's it.
So we're going to have that meeting between y'all two at E3.
I'm not scared. Look, man, Jack Tretton, man, I'm not scared to look this man in the face and say, look, you said I don't respect myself. I do not respect you for saying that. I would say that to his face. And look, I don't think I'm in the wrong here. I mean, he clearly stepped out of line with his comments, man. And talking about losing steam. What was he looking at? Like, I'm trying to look at the number. Like, yeah, we're losing steam. What? Nah, bruh. You know, I just think that was. I think you know,
Microsoft.
The only thing that's being lost is this guy's mind. That's it. That's it. I'm done.
Rich, you had something to say?
Well, I just was going to say, yeah, Microsoft hasn't had no major games drop this year that have been exclusive to the console. So, I mean, he said they're losing steam. Yeah, I think this is where he's coming from, because look how many exclusive Sony's got dropping this year. But it really don't matter with that.
Honestly, this is where I love talking about numbers at this point, because you can't sit up here and talk about, well, Jack Tretton talking about being a gamer. No. He a president. He a businessman. He all about the numbers. And it don't matter if you coming out with all of this stuff that's exclusive to the console. If the numbers ain't outbeating the competition, then, you know, what are you doing it for? And I'm like, you know what's crazy? Sony is so hypocritical, because I always see press releases how, well, we're not in competition with those other guys. We're just worried about, we're beating ourselves. We're in our, like, one of the Sony presidents, I forgot who it was, but one of the guys from Sony came out and said, we're not competing with 360. We're not competing with Wii. We're competing with ourselves. We're trying to do the best job that we can do. You know, we're trying to sell games. We're trying to sell PS3s and get out of the black. We're not worried about anybody else. We're worried about PlayStation business. Then Jack Trenton comes out and makes it known that they are worried about what everybody else is doing. So you got two different messages coming out of that camp. Get your message together. Know what I mean?
I wish there was a video of him saying all this. Because, I mean, when I see him, like, keynote at E3, like, none of this sounds like, none of this to me sounds like he's, it came from his mind. When he's on stage, he's a little like nervous and all that shit. So, I don't know. I have a hard time believing it, but I guess it is true that he said all this stuff. So, alright, I guess we can move on to Mass Effect 3 info. Rich, you talked about the Arrival DLC that came out last week. Well, Mass Effect 3 is on the cover of the next Game Informer issue. And there's a little bit of info on the game, on what we can expect come later this year. It's set to have more, you know, hardcore RPG elements, more freedom to your character to do stuff with skills and a skill tree. I know that was an issue with some people. Weapons, you'll be able to mod your weapons with, you know, swap gun parts or add a barrel or scopes and all that. And confirmed for your squad mates is Garrus, Liara, and depending on some choices from the previous game, you can have Kaiden or Ashley and other people depending on if they died or not in part two. Now, personally, for me, and I already forgot her name, but the chick from part two needs to come back. That's all I want. What's her name, Rich? Remind me.
Miranda?
Yeah, Miranda needs to come back. I love her, man.
Oh, well, why? Man.
Because I love her. That's why. That's why she needs to come back. That's right. The only thing I want from Mass Effect 3. Her to be back.
All right, well, you want to say something, Cap?
Yeah, let me say something, because I know this is your baby right here. But, you know, I just want to briefly say that the magazine cover was very disappointing to me. I'm a fan of, you know, I'm a supporter of Game Informer up until my last issue came yesterday. Well, the baby, I don't know. But, yeah, I'm a supporter, but... You know, I just feel like for Mass Effect 3, that cover could have been a lot more revealing, a lot more better, could have had a lot more to it. Also, I think that what's packed inside may offer us a lot of good information, a lot of juicy information, and we'll also see if they borrowed a little bit from Swiss article. Not Swiss, my bad. From Rich's article. So that'd be interesting to see if they do any of that stuff. Also, I just want to put this out there. I got a strong feeling that Mass Effect 3 will get the BioShock 2 treatment.
Uh-oh. What's that mean?
Think about it. I'll let everybody sit around.
Wait, hold on. But what makes you think that?
Well, you know, games like that kind of lose their steam once they get to a certain point.
I don't know.
I think that, don't get me wrong, and this is coming from somebody, I'm a big fan of Mass Effect, but I just got a feeling that, you know, once it went to a certain, I don't know, I think EA, I don't know if EA, honestly, I don't know, maybe I'm speaking out my ass, I just that worry, I'm just worried that the game may lose some type of quality, they trying to go back to RPG, I don't even know what the fuck that means, actually, I really don't. I mean, honestly, what does that mean? It's not really telling you anything. It's saying, well, we're going back to RPG, but it won't be like the last one. So what are they doing then? What are you doing? So, I mean, honestly, I'll just wait for the article to come out and see what they're doing. And if they pull in some Dragon Age on us, good night.
They better not do that. No offense to Swift Epics or any Dragon Age 2 fans. Well, BioWare better not pull that maneuver out. Don't want to see that.
Well, Rich, what do you think of Mass Effect 3? I mean, from the sound of it.
Well, let me start off first by saying, and let me provide a spoiler alert. The Arrival DLC that came out, you know, about 2 weeks ago, basically was a solo mission for Shepard, in which, you know, it involved destroying a mass relay that was supposed to prevent the Reapers from actually coming and starting the invasion now. Now, when that ended, basically said there were 2 days left till the Reapers would arrive, and you have a little confrontation with Harbinger. So why I say that's vital is because BioWare actually said, prior to this coming out, they said that the last DLC they have, it was not going to punish gamers who didn't pick it up, basically saying that it didn't matter whether or not you picked it up. But now, after hearing what's going to happen in Mass Effect 3, where you basically starred, where you're on trial, because you see, what happens is, in that DLC, you actually do destroy the mass relay, but it results in a whole bunch of Batarians being killed. So now, you got the Batarians who are going to be against you in Part 3 as well. And you have a choice at the end of that DLC whether or not to actually go on trial now, and, you know, or you can just say, no, I'm not going to do this now, I'll do it later. And based upon what we know now, you know, eventually you do have to go on trial, and it's actually when you're on trial is when the invasion starts. So based upon what I heard so far, as far as the RPG elements, yeah, I agree with Cap. I don't know which direction they're going in with that. Maybe they could beef it up a little bit. In terms of the characters that do come back, yeah, that's good, but I do expect there to be some twists and turns as far as characters that make it, and, you know, they have to have that in there, because this is the last sequel, so therefore there gotta be something in it that's gonna, like, push it over. I know that Cap alluded to earlier about the article that I wrote, and, you know, I've been looking closely at that article and thinking about what they can put in Mass Effect 3. Right now, I do remember mentioning in that article that, you know, it was very suspicious about the one person in there that you know is going to be somewhat of a threat. And I believe that's Martin Sheen's character, the Elusive Man. I already said that it was a possibility he could come out in the next one and, you know, become a potential enemy. And they basically came out and said that pretty much is something that is going to go down. So, you know, I will be interested to see how they actually make this, you know, bring this out. I mean, as far as the ideas that I've put out there, from my understanding, the script for Mass Effect was written well in advance before I put these ideas out there. So I don't believe it'll be any copyright type of issues or anything like that. It's just like forward thinking process as far as what they put in the next one. That's all I brought to the table. But I still want to see how they intend to do this, because I have very specific details as to how they can actually do some of this stuff. But interesting to see what goes down.
And again, just to make my point clear, I need Miranda in there. I really like Miranda. That's really all I want for this game.
No other explanation for why, though? Liara.
Who?
Liara.
Man, fuck that bitch, man.
I mean, you paid to play the DLC. I'm pretty sure you also was messing around.
I want to fuck a human. I'm not trying to fuck no alien, man.
I will say this right now. With all this going down in Mass Effect 3, I don't think you're going to have any time for fucking at all.
Well, also one of the things I probably would like, I kind of felt like Mass Effect 2 was sort of a linear experience. Sure, you could go off the trails and, you know, do some stuff, but for the most part, I felt like you have this linear path and you just follow it. Like, you recruit all the people and then you go to the mass relay. I'm hoping you can find, like, new quests in different planets, do quests for, like, people. Just quests that don't even matter. Hey, go to this planet and give me 10 rocks. I would like something like that.
You know what? I will agree with that, and I will also add this. I know that you said before Mass Effect 2, it really wasn't as if the decisions you made in part one mattered. So I see some extreme changes in the next one because, yeah, they got to address that. A lot of things left open in the first one and the second one that they ain't really pushed it to the maximum level as to, okay, this is what actually happened now because you made that choice. So they got to work on that.
I'm also curious to know what happens if your Shepard died in Mass Effect 2.
Oh, well, doesn't Joker take over that role?
Man, they ain't gonna have Joker. His legs are all fucked up. He's walking like fucking Forrest Gump and shit. But I guess, you know, that's pretty much it for our Mass Effect 3 talk. I look forward to that issue coming to my house. Let's go ahead and move on. Anthony had a small story or an article. I don't really know what it was. And the title of it was, "Is free-to-play games on Xbox Live a good idea?" And, you know, I thought it was a good idea to have that discussion here on the co-op. Anthony, you want to tell us what you wrote about?
Well, it was just like a little blurb. Was like a little piece. I just have read a rumor on IGN about how Microsoft was looking into free-to-play games. And what I mean by free-to-play, I know you heard of games like Nexon, who got games like Dungeon Fighter Online, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, those games where you play them for free, it costs nothing to play them, but what costs money is the upgrades, the in-game transactions. Like, all the little stuff in the game costs money. But to play the game, it doesn't cost anything. The reason why this business model was so popular is because only 10% of the people pay. There's 90% of them are playing for free, but the 10% that are paying for all the extra shit to be better than the 90% of the people. So it's a great business model and it works. A lot of people use it. And now Microsoft is looking into actually using the same thing. There's even rumors that Dungeon Fighter Online... No, there's not a rumor. Matter of fact, Nexon even came out and said that they're bringing Dungeon Fighter Online to Xbox Live. So a lot of people are wondering, well, how can you bring a free-to-play game to Xbox Live? Well, look, Microsoft is looking into that model. So my thing is it a good idea to bring games that are free-to-play but charge people for the upgrades? It's almost like giving you a game for free, but just charging you for the DLC. I felt like that's a good idea. I mean, if I can play Call of Duty for free and then just have all I have to do is pay for maps and guns and extra shit, why not? I think that's a great idea. I think Activision should adopt it.
I just would like to say one thing. That is a great idea, but Activision is greedy, so that would never happen with them. They want to make that money back because of all the salaries and stuff that they got to worry about, the people that they have on the team. They got to see that money back in some way, shape, or form. That's why they throw the price tag of the actual game plus the DLC prices shortly thereafter. But I do believe, as far as DLC is concerned, this needs to be better DLC, period. You know, if you're going to pay some money...
But you know what? It has to be a good game.
Well, yeah.
First. It has to be a good game first. I don't believe you could pull this off with a BS Avatar title.
Oh, hell no. No, uh-uh. No. You want to add something to that, Ed?
I think, honestly, with Nexon, if they really doing this deal with Nexon and bringing Dungeon Fighter Online to Xbox Live, I think that's the perfect test. I think that's perfect to see if this is really going to work.
I think, you know what, I think it can work, and I'm doing, I just googled Nexon Xbox 360, and I'm looking at the game, and I think it could really work with these types of games where, like, it's fantasy and RPG and stuff like that, because, I mean, you know how many people are on Xbox Live and how many people download an arcade game, and a free one at that, if this game is free, because that's not out there yet. But if this game is free and, you know, we're all paying, let's say we're all playing, I'm going to want my character to be better than y'all's. So I'm I'm more likely to. I probably would pay for some good suit. And then, you know, my character is better than y'all's. I think this could really work on Xbox Live. Just because of that, because of the audience that Xbox Live has. And, you know, I feel like it's more competitive. Since you're on the mic and stuff, and you're playing with people, or you have the ability to play with people. I think if Nexon plays the cards right, and, you know, Microsoft comes through with whatever they gotta do, this could be popular, man. I'm telling you.
I just took a look at Nexon's Ninja Fighter Online, and that shit looks kind of dope. Looks like some old... It looks like a bootleg Marvel's Capcom, but it looks dope. Like, so who knows? I mean, we'll see how it plays. I might just download it after we're done recording, and just to check it out and see if I really think this kind of thing will work. But yeah, that's all I wanted to know, and I wanted to know what the listeners thought about that. Do you think this model could work out? Please reply. Let me know what you think. And we'll discuss it next week on the co-op. Some of your questions and your concerns and comments.
You have anything else to say?
No, move on.
Alright, fuck you. Well, I mean, that's pretty much all our news. It was kind of whack. I mean, do you want to talk about that soap?
Nah, man. Look, man, we saw... Alright, look. We found a site, and then we saw this post on the site, so listeners probably saw this already, but there's this post I got on the site where this group called Digital Soaps, they made an Xbox 360 controller that was soap, made out of soap. It looks just like 360 controller, and it smells like Mountain Dew. And I was like, yo, this is crazy. Who the hell are these people? So I click on their name on Etsy.com, and they have all types of video game themed soaps. Like, all types of shit. They got PS3 controllers. They got PS3 console soap. 360 console soaps. They got old Nintendo cartridges, Game Boy cartridges. They got every type of soap you could think of. And they even have shampoo inside of soda bottles. And the first thing I thought of was children. Or just people. Just tricking somebody in general. You can have a bottle out in your home, and then your brother could come home and drink that shit, thinking that it's soda or Mountain Dew, because it has the Mountain Dew label on it. You drink it, and it's really fucking shampoo. That shit's crazy, man. I don't know, man. Honestly, the stuff is wild, man. Like, the shit is wild, and I didn't really want to talk about it on the co-op, but you gotta go check it out. So if you go to the site, coalition.com, go click on the post where I talk about the soap with the coalition, you know, with the 360 controller, and click on the link I have in there so you can go to their page and check out all their other products. It's crazy stuff. Digital Soaps is the name of the company. The model looks like H-Town's. Love of H-Town's life there, so you can check her out too.
What?
She like the girl of his dreams, man. Go check out the girl of his dreams.
Do you have any pricing details on that soap?
No, actually I don't. And I honestly hope it's not expensive. I didn't really look into the pricing. I know we saw one of the soaps, the busted looking PS3 one was like $5.
I might be willing to buy one and just like show it off or something.
Okay. That'd be cool.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't want to waste
like, one. I heard you had an email for me, man.
Okay, well, let's jump into the emails. Everybody, y'all can email the co-op at thecoalition.com. It's in every post, so, you know, email in. And once again, we have an email from Gerald Mann. And he's emailing. He's sending an email out in regards to something you said again, Anthony. And I quote, I hate to keep bringing up the topic of homophobia, but I really appreciated Mr. Frazier's apology for his insensitive remarks on last week's show. He managed to convince me that I was being overly sensitive, and he was even nice enough to email me afterwards to apologize even further. However, just a few days, Mr. Frazier launched his own terrible podcast where he essentially asked all of the listeners to expose the next gay rapper. This made me realize that his apology was as empty as that hollow head of his
and I felt disgusted at how quickly he could revert back to his former homophobic self. So my final question to Mr. Frazier is, are you gay? You seem to be very confused on this topic of homosexuality, since you constantly change your mind as to whether it's right or wrong. Other than that, great show. Take it easy.
Hey, I appreciate your email, man, but honestly, if you listen to that show, I don't think I was being confusing at all. And honestly, I didn't say anything offensive towards anybody who was homosexual or gay. And I don't think I was being offensive at all. I was really watching myself not to say anything offensive and the whole nine. But the topic was Mr. C dealing with a transsexual. I mean, it's a very thin line to walk. And honestly, that's the question a lot of people was talking about, homosexuality in hip hop. I think it was a great debate. So who'd expose the next gay rapper? I mean, when I said expose the next gay rapper, I wasn't saying expose him and let's laugh at him. I was saying, who do you think could be legitimately gay? And if you heard me on that very podcast, I said, if they're gay, it's cool. Like, whatever. I mean, you're just gay. Just be out about it. I mean, I didn't really dissing them for being that way. But, I mean, if you feel a certain way, you think I'm a certain way, I mean, that's unfortunate. But, you know, my apology was true, and I still stand by my apology, and I still stand by everything, and no, I'm not gay. I'm sorry. I love pussy.
Why do you gotta be like, never mind. Alright, well, that's the email. Everybody, y'all can email the co-op at thecoalition.com. No more gay emails.
Yo, honestly, you know what's crazy, man? I was really hoping that person who sent those emails was the reply in the post about the... I was really looking for him to reply in that post about Mr. C. Since he was on that topic, I was really expecting him to really come out and discuss that. And I'm really surprised you didn't... Number one, you never replied to me to my email. I mean, and then number two, you never came into that thread to have a discussion about the whole Mr. C situation. So, I got a question to you. Are you scared?
Okay, that's... All right, Gerald, there you go. I guess we could look forward to another email next week. Everybody, once again, email thecoop@thecoalition.com. It's in the post. I know some of you like to leave comments. That's great. But, you know, leave questions too. Or leave, you know, don't even email. If you want, just give a comment and stuff, to, you know. So, all right, I could do that. I guess that brings us up. That brings us to the end of the show. Is there anything I want to say before we leave? Or open discussion?
Yeah, I want to remind everybody to definitely, you know, let's keep the open conversations. I'm not tackling the hard issues, man. It is what it is. I mean, I tackle the hard issues, and I'm not scared to, you know, stand by my words and apologize when I'm wrong about something. And when somebody can really point out that I've been wrong about something, I make mistakes like everybody. But at the same time, you know, it's a really hard subject, and I'm gonna tackle it. It is what it is. I'm not gonna run away from it. And when you're tackling hard things like that, you may end up saying things or that can offend a certain person. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I put it out there mainly for people to discuss. But I want to remind everybody to subscribe to GameBytes.co. And we don't really tackle the hard issues on that email newsletter, but we make sure we get some controversial stuff to get but inbox every week, man. So definitely subscribe there to GameBytes.co. That's GameBytes.co. That's it. Until the next Eyeball episode. Peace.
I don't see how you can hate from outside of the club. You can't even get in. Leg out.
yellow model chin, yellow bottle sipping, yellow Lamborghini, yellow top missing. Yeah, yeah, that shit look like a toupee. I get what you get in 10 years in 2 days. Ladies love me, I'm on my cool J. If you get what I get, what would you say? She wax it all off, Mr. Miyagi. And them suicide doors, Ari Kari. Look at me now, look at me now. Oh, I'm getting paper. Look at me now, oh, look at me now. Yeah. Fresh than a motherfucker. Little nigga bigger than gorilla, cause I'm killing every nigga that can try to be on my shit. Better cuff your chick, if you with it, I can get it. And she accidentally slip and fall on my dick. Oops, I said on my dick. I ain't really mean to say on my dick, but since we talking about my dick, all of you here to say hi to it. I'm done.
Now let a track go past like this and twist and I fuck with it. Y'all done lost y'all mind. Let me show y'all how I do. Check it. I can hit you with the automatic flow. I can do any rhythm and any pattern that I wanna do, the harder that it go. You can see blood spilling out from my body right in front of you and I'ma get the dough. Now the way I be shining, be having everybody looking at me. Fucking them up when I get bucking them and stepping it all. I do a murder when I'm trigger happy life. I got the intricate pattern to kill him for currency when it began, but I'ma be making them holler cause I'ma get dollars. When I'm attacking the beat, I'm a scholar cause I'm a personification of God, so you better honor what? Mr. Immaculate, I'm on the record, I'm all on the sacred lyricist. I be here forever, haters wanna hate on me because they wanna hear whatever. I can spit a rhythm to a bitch and get a pussy wetter. Pippin' on a bitch and tell her I can get a pussy chatter. So I get the camera and go and make a movie. Me up in the back of a top and against the booty, didn't wanna show my face even though she was a cutie. 9mm and spilling millions of milliliters of life out of nigga if he talk shit. CEO step into my office, coming with the aqua flow like I'm sick. Go get your mama to bring up the mama to my temperature's hot. Coming with the flow, I know I kill the industry and I can pick anything that I want off the lot. Never compatible cause it be intricate, wouldn't be serving you when I be doing it at a pace I know they can't leave me. No, nope. Think twist, they could kill him on a track with Busta, Breezy and Wheezy, easy.
Look at me now, look at me now, oh. I'm getting paper, look at me now, oh, look at me now, yeah. Fresh to the motherfucker.
Man, fuck these bitch ass niggas, how y'all doing? I'm Latunche, I'm a nuisance, I go stupid, I go dumb like the Three Stooges. I don't eat sushi, I'm this shit, no, I'm pollution, no substitution. Got a bitch that play in movies in my jacuzzi, pussy juice, and I never give a fuck about a hater, got money on my radar, dressed like a skater, got a big house, came with an elevator, you niggas ain't eating, fucking tell a waiter. Molly said shoot him, and I said okay, if you want that bullshit, then I'm like Olay, I don't care what you say, so don't even speak, your girlfriend a freak like Cirque du Soleil, that's word to my flag, and my flag red, I'm out of my head, bitch, I'm out of my mind, from the bottom I climb, you ain't hotter than mine, nope, not on my time, and I'm not even try, what's poppin' slime? Nothing five. And if they trippin', fuck them five. I ain't got no time to shuck and jive. These niggas this sweet as pumpkin pie. So I can spite on a private flight, bitch. I've been tight since God in life. And my pocket's right, and my diamond's white. And my mama's nice, and my dad is dead. You faggot scared, cause I'm too wild. Been here for a while. I was like, fuck trial. I put it down. I'm so young, money. If you got eyes, look at me now, bitch.
Look at me now. Look at me now. How? I'm getting paper. Look at me now. Oh, look at me now, yeah. I'm fresher than a motherfucker. Okay. Okay.